Tuesday, January 10th, 2023, regular town board meeting, 7 p.m.
Everyone, to regular meeting of the Monroe Town Board for January 10th, 2023, and ask the deputy clerk to please call.
Council member Stewart.
Here.
Council member Noonan.
Here.
Council member Van Castle.
Here.
Council member Donahue. Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here. And everyone would please rise for a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, first item of business is approval of minutes. We have three sets for the same day, which we can take together. They're for November 29, 2022. The first being the Sewer District 1, Extension 5, 202B public hearing. Also that day, the audit meeting, and then the regular town board meeting, if somebody would like to move for their adoption.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved, and then the next set of minutes is for December 13th. It's a regular town board meeting. Would someone like to move for their adoption?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Actually, you're going to abstain on those, I think.
Oh, wait.
I think you are.
Sorry. Yeah.
That's right. I have to abstain.
Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions?
Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item two is the Monroe Big Bend Trail. We've got some housekeeping we have to address with that in relation to the EAF. Council, we have a copy of?
I can get onto my computer.
All right. I have a hard copy here if you would like it. What I have is the, actually,
part
I have
one.
The,
Did you say part one?
I have the part one. Is that considered a long form or short form? It's outlined as long form.
Right, it was part one and part one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the project that we will be undertaking on the Big Bend Trail. We'll be installing crushed aggregate, stone pavement along the corridor of the Hudson River and the existing trail is approximately 1.1 miles long. And it is situated entirely on lands owned by the town of Monroe. And the trail will begin at the Nolan Road Boat Launch Facility and extend south along the Hudson River and then loop around through a forested area. So, do you want to go through the EAF on that?
Are we doing complete seeker on this or just accepting a complete lead agency? I didn't get any direction on this as to what we need.
Well, I've got a couple items. I've got the certification under executive order number 16.
Oh, yep. No, we're just doing. Okay.
So,
fine. So all you're doing is accepting the EAF long form, signing it.
All right. So then we'll need a motion to accept the EAF long form and authorize the supervisor to sign
right,
on behalf of the town.
Yep.
And do we want to take that as a separate motion?
You can do that.
And that will include authorizing the supervisor to sign the right-of-way clearance certificate.
Yep.
And also authorize the supervisor to specify that we're not doing business with Russia.
Correct. This is just the part one of the form. You're not actually doing your secret determination
right.
Parts two and three just yet.
All right. So I will entertain a motion to authorize the aforementioned resolution.
So,
second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Motion carries.
You're going to want a motion to declare lead agency for the project.
All right, so as a second part of that, I'll entertain a motion for the town to declare a lead agency on the Monroe Big Bend Trail project. So,
second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? carried. So we're all set now on Ben for this evening. Agenda item 3, Highway Department. We have several items. The first is a request from the Highway Superintendent because there appears to be a 24-month lag time for getting equipment built and delivered in relation to highway use. He's asking for a letter of intent to purchase or lease on town letterhead a one and a quarter small dump truck with a stainless steel tip spreader body and plow attachment from HL Gauge Sales Incorporated in the amount of $167,717. And this would be piggybacked on the purchase off an Onondaga County contract number 106-19. And we had budgeted $250,000.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? So is the price going to change on that, Chris? If we
there could be some minor escalation, like the steel goes up drastically. the last 8 months, Mark Rizzo has told me that it's been flat. After COVID, it got really crazy, but it's been pretty flat since then.
So if we're making a notice of intent to purchase slash lease under a state contract, do we have any recourse if it goes over the state contract process?
No, if it's a state contract or not. Because they've already gone through the competitive bidding process.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Similarly, same idea, letter of intent to purchase or lease on town letterhead. And this is for a tandem dump truck with stainless steel tip spreader body and plow attachments from HL Gauge Sales for an amount of $293,635.52. This would be purchased under or leased in the New York State contract for heavy slash medium truck. Truck's number 8996. And again, we had allocated monies for a lease on account DB5130.2, which has a balance as of January 1 of $250,630.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then for the record, I'd like to reflect that the Highway Superintendent has appointed Brian Huntley to the position of Deputy Highway Superintendent. Just for background, he was hired in 2008 as an MEO, and in 2019 he was appointed as a working foreman. And the Highway Superintendent indicates that Brian has proven many times that he will be a dedicated individual in this new position. Similarly, for the record, the Highway Superintendent has appointed Mark Aubrey to the position of working foreman. Mark was hired in 2012 as a laborer, and in 2016 he was promoted to MEO. And Highway Superintendent indicates that his work ethics are outstanding, and his ability to lead a working crew has been proven many times. Also, the Highway Superintendent is notifying the board and the town for the record that he's appointing Paul Patterson to fill the position of MEO. Paul was hired in 2012 as a laborer, and he has proven his ability to operate safely and efficiently all equipment in the highway fleet, and he's proven himself to be an asset to the Highway Department. And these are all effective January 1. I had for highway. Do you have anything else?
No, that's enough.
That's right. You spent a lot of money there, right?
Yeah.
Building Department, item 4. Actually, we will, let me take here some housekeeping first. We have a request from the building inspector for an educational conference which will be held in Lake Placid from Monday, February 27, 2023 through March 2nd. And the conference is sponsored by the Northern Adirondack Code Enforcement Officials Association. And he indicates by attending the courses offered at this conference, he will fulfill his New York State Department of State requirements of 24 annually required service credits, which is a mandate from the state of New York to maintain certification for building inspector / code enforcement officer. And we board members have a copy of the employee training conference reimbursement expense sheet, which indicates the total cost of meals, lodging, registration, and mileage to be $873. Somebody would like to approve that?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I really appreciate that he used the form that we have. I've been trying to get people these for a couple of years, so that's really nice to see.
Yeah. I figured that would make your day.
Made my day. So, thanks, Matt.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And also, I'm going to ask council at this time to just chat real briefly about BKM LLC properties. We're required to take some action tonight. If you'd like to just give a little background on that.
Sure. So, BKM came before this board a couple months ago and presented a Route 9 subdivision that they're having. It's kind of split zoned. It's one of those places in the town that is split zoned. So they're requested that the town board use its authority to change the zoning, like kind of readjust by moving the property line, moving the zoning just a little bit further out. In order to do that, and you folks did this with Tyne Hall, in order to do that, you have to have a recommendation. You have to have a recommendation from the planning board. So the first step in this process is for you folks, and you should have the maps, the map in front of you, is to send it to the planning board. So you're going to make a resolution referring it to the planning board for a report. The planning board then will look at it and make their determinations and then kick it back to you. Then Jim Martin has already indicated that he's going to create the map, the amended zoning map like we did for the other, I think it was Local Law 4 of last year. And then we'll just send it to the county and move forward that way. So what you have to do tonight is do a referral to the planning board, and it'll be heard at the next planning board meeting.
Okay. So with that, I'll entertain a motion whereby the town board refers the proposed zoning amendment to the planning board for report pursuant to section 149-87 of our code. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we're all done on the building department. Court, I'm going to table that. I expect to take action after executive session, but we will need to have discussion in executive session a little bit further down the agenda. So we'll table that for the moment. Next item is agenda item 6, town clerk's office. The towns, municipalities are required to designate an individual to issue handicap parking permits. So I would entertain a motion authorizing the town clerk, Brenda Hutter, to be the handicap parking permit issuing agent. So,
second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Let's see. Staff, supervisor items, agenda item 7. Just a few wanted to report. Continuing with the good news, we have our numbers for the December 2022 sales tax distribution. And countywide, we were 10.4% higher than that which was received in December of last year. What that translates for the town of Monroe, we will be receiving, if we haven't already, a sales tax check of $315,654, which also mirrors the increase across the county of 10.41% over December of last year. In the mortgage tax area, we have received our check for December, and Tamaro received $33,605. That's good. And I just want to point out also, because we're taking in money left and right, I had the good fortune of my colleagues at the Board of Supervisors to support moving forward with sharing, earmarking $5 million in fund balance to go to the localities, towns, not villages, based on the sales tax distribution formula. And as a result of that, the town has received another $326,168, which has been deposited in our general fund, which I'm sure we'll find a way to utilize that in an efficient manner moving forward. So also good news. And I want to thank my colleagues on the Board of Supervisors for supporting this resolution that we adopted in December. Fantastic. And actually, the total amount was $5.3 million. I think it's $300,000 this spring. We had our dog control inspection report completed on December 21st, and that was copacetic. I have a copy of it in my office if anybody wants to review. Our special counsel working with us on water and sewer provided correspondence specifying that the final resolution order and determination of the town board was recorded in the Saratoga County Clerk's Office on December 16, 2022 in relation to our 202B proceeding. So that is not formal. And I want the board to be aware that I will be doing a newsletter which will go out before the end of this month. And what is driving that is that a new law impacting real property tax law was signed into effect in December of 2022 that requires all residential property owners be notified that those age 60 or 62, see whatever the senior exemption is, that they are in fact something that they can apply for. Another unfunded mandate, which requires, as you recall, at budget time, we earmarked several thousand dollars for mailing. So that will be included in the newsletter. So we'll be updating our residents with all the great things we're doing here and notifying them of the senior exemption.
Yeah, I know it's me. 62.
I didn't point. I didn't think of anybody else.
Oh, I did.
And the also new laws taking effect is in relation to the volunteer firefighter ambulance workers exemption. I know our assessor is working with other assessors around the county to get more information on what that entails. And it's a little bit complicated. I think what they'll end up doing is looking for direction from the county or the property tax office, which I know they haven't had discussions on this in detail yet. And once I have more information on that, I'll bring it back to the board for discussion to see if it's something we may want to do down the road. And this would directly impact volunteer firefighters and ambulance workers. And that is all I have for supervisor items. I will need a brief executive session to discuss an unnamed town employee's discuss their work history and performance.
Before that, did you set the public hearings for?
I'm going to do that under other business.
Okay. I'm okay with it. I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget.
All right. And I need to have a conversation, and then we'll invite the justices into that executive session. So just give us like 2 minutes. We are now out of the executive session and would like the record to reflect that no action was taken in executive session. As I indicated earlier in the agenda, we had moved our table temporarily. Town Court, Agenda Item 5, we'll take that up now. We do have a request from the justices to hire a part-time individual, and her name is Ella McFadden from Queensbury, to work as a part-time court clerk at a rate established by resolution for our other part-time court clerks. Part-time clerk at $14.20 per hour, with the understanding it's not going to exceed 17.5 hours per pay period.
Gotcha. Week.
Per week?
Yeah.
Per week.
Yes, but the court, Office of Court Administration is required to do physical threat backgrounds, criminal background, and total physical pending.
So that'll be subject to the required OSCA background checks as well as successful completion of a physical within 2 weeks. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Starting
tomorrow, if we can get her in here to get a physical.
We'll have that resolution. Then.
Mm-hmm.
So effective January 11th.
Perfect.
What's up? All right, so that takes us to agenda item number 9, other business.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Agenda item 9 is other business. We do have to schedule a public hearing for the Monroe Emergency Squad contract, the Moreau Community Center contract, and the Southwoods Falls Fire Company contract.
You don't need a public hearing for the community center, just for the two.
That's what I'm asking.
You don't need a public hearing for the community center. You need a public hearing for the fire contract and the emergency contract. The community one just gets signed.
Yeah, I should post it.
Yes,
no, I didn't. But I thought they did. So.
No.
Check that. It'll be for the Monroe Emergency Squad and Southwest Falls Fire Company. And the draft contracts are identical to last year's. I'll have them out and available to the public tomorrow. The only change is what we approved in the budget, which the public will be able to comment on. My recommendation is to schedule the Monroe Emergency Squad public hearing for 6:35 on January 24th and have the Southwest Falls Fire Company at 6:40 on the 24th. What's our next board meeting that way?
Yeah. Well, we'll be out of town, unfortunately, but that's fine.
I need to check with my staff. See if they
There's a fifth Tuesday. There's a fifth Tuesday in January.
Yeah,
January, you're changing the meeting.
Sometimes when it's so far away from the end of the month, don't change the month.
Yeah.
I know your office sometimes needs that extra time to get prepared.
And
that is
24.
I mean, I would, just with past practice and my year being here, I'm available 31st if you wanted to move that meeting to that the fifth Tuesday or later in that week.
I can move that.
And then the public hearings would be at those times on that day.
Correct. On the change.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
For the board meeting?
Yeah. Actually, ideal.
Ideal.
Well, because there was a basketball game in Rensselaer on the 24th.
Okay, so why don't we. Okay, we can do that. So I'll entertain a motion.
You already have a motion out there.
I'm not withdrawing. Who's actually, who made it?
I think it was just your recommendation.
It was my recommendation, so I'm going to withdraw anything at this time. So I will entertain a motion to change the second regular town board meeting for the month of January from January 24th to January 31st. And also with that, we will change the audit meeting to 6:45 with the regular board meeting at 7. And there'll be two public hearings prior to the audit, which will begin at 6:35 for the Normal Emergency Squad and 6:40 for the Southlands Falls Fire Company.
So,
second.
Any discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Do you want to have a motion on the side of the meeting?
That's already.
I know you probably didn't get a chance to read it because I gave it to like anything else?
On that topic?
Anything else? Any other business?
Just quickly, in my 3 minutes here. I've been working for the last month or so with the other transfer station committee member to look at the fees. Obviously, we all know that we are a little behind on our fees and losing money. What I gave to every board member tonight was the proposed fees. In general, it's basically for town residents, the household garbage, we moved up 50 cents. Non-residents, we moved up a dollar. We created the group of the truck bed load. We were having a lot of issues, and there's a lot of discretion by employees, and it wasn't being followed the same all the time. We upped everything else by a dollar for the tires, the large single items. Everything went up approximately $5 across the board, and then we created this group of mattresses. We were charging the same amount of money, and it was $12 for a twin-size mattress and a king-size mattress. I'm looking to hopefully take some action on the 31st with this. If any board member has any questions or added fees or changes, please, I appreciate it. Reach out to me and I will work with also our new liaison to the transfer station. The second page that's attached to it is, I don't know if this is voted in or approved for, I can't find anything. This is the rate. The second page is what they're currently charging right now for large items. I really would like to have some discussion on it. We take hot tubs down there. We take all sorts of very large items that aren't going to compact. And I really think that we should look at reevaluating that and seeing what our hauls out and fees are for that. So I've provided everything in the current fees that we charge. Please email or phone call or in person. I would really like to push this forward as it's due.
No, we took hot tubs.
This is the page that they charge off of right now.
No record. There hasn't been a record of being that.
I can't go on the records and note that I have anything, and I
do we have any authority over what we do or don't take? But can we take this on the back of
the No. So the recycling, we operate on behalf of the county, but all the other stuff.
Okay, so this is part of the recycling.
I didn't know this existed until last week. And I will take ownership of that. I did not know that this was available until last week in a meeting.
Yeah. I guess you keep it up from the book.
No,
that's why. Yeah. Okay.
As I said, it's overdue. I have only ever been aware of this.
So appreciate you
to
pull by the horns and
we'll
get our recommendations in. And,
I appreciate it. So this is the only thing I know of any public record right now. And with that being, the only last thing on that is the compactor has not had its hydraulic oil changed in 3.5 years. They noticed that we are having trouble with our weights are way down. So we don't know if it's hydraulic oil itself or the compactor not correcting. I would like to bring in whoever we need to on a Wednesday when we're closed, change the oil. We have a 50-gallon drum there. We may need to purchase another 5-gallon drum.
Yeah, so we, the last time that that was serviced, there was somebody local, maybe Albany, that came up and did it. So I would have my office or clerk's office pull, find the voucher, and we'll reach out to them.
Thank
to
you.
It's, see if there's something.
It's new, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a filter squad.
It's something's not, the weights are way down.
And that costs money.
So, like I said, any add-in or changes to all three pages, I would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. And thank you to your staff for assisting me with this.
Mark, the second sheets are in the packet.
The second sheet, yeah, I did. I put in everybody's mailbox.
In the mailbox, right.
Yes. Yeah, they're in everybody's mailbox. And there should be in your file.
Perfect. And only other item I have is everybody has a copy of the draft employee handbook. Mm-hmm. I know it's pretty, there's a lot to it. I'd like to get that adopted, or at least have input from everybody so that we can consider it for action for the next 2 meetings, so that we can get that in place.
I had a conversation with Jeffrey, just when I started to take the back and giving us a pilot of changes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I had a question for council about, do we have to have any thoughts? Do you need to possibly review it?
I just sent Larry an email last week.
Okay. And in the past, a lot of our policies are individual resolutions. We have to go to a bunch of ways for any of the changes. Can this handbook become kind of
a
repeal
resolution
that's in place in both?
And they have one resolution that says personnel policies shall be governed by the that is all I have. Moving on to any other business?
Just for the rest of the board, I believe I spoke with everybody except for Councilman Noonan. Our side-by-side that was ordered back in February, don't quote me on that, beginning of last year, is in. It's being assembled. I've requested the assistance from the supervisor office on a few clerical billing items dealing with them right now, and I hope to... Well, we're going to actually have to have answers on that because it's going to be ready next week.
Okay. Sounds good. Only other thing is an announcement. Congressman Packer's office reached out to me this morning, and they will be having a, well, they very much want to have a mobile constituent outreach day here in the town of Monroe. They want to be the first one since this election as our congressman. And I offered the town board meeting room, and if that doesn't work, our conference room for the 19th. I don't have a firm time yet. I'm still working on it. And I'll also be meeting with him later that day to discuss any issues he may be able to be helpful with the town of Monroe. And so if anybody has anything that they want me to bring up in that discussion, you know, just shoot me an email. I'll include that. So with that, privilege of the floor, any member of the public wish to be heard? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Appreciate everybody's help.
Thank you.